News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Confusion reigning over whether or not people should go abroad for their summer holiday. Tony Holohan coming out advising against foreign holidays abroad on Monday. For more, we're joined by Eoin Corrie, travel journalist. Eoin, Tony Holohan, did he go on a little bit of a solo run on this compared to what the government is saying?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, it's a personal opinion by Tony Holohan. There's no doubt about that. There may be infant opinion. There's a lot of medical opinion all growing in. I think the general stress that they were putting in is there's a lot of advertising and publicising of the return of to flights, which is happening today. We will have 80 departures from Dublin Airport today. That's way down on what we'd have over more than 200 this time of the year. But compared with the 12 at the depths of the, it's pretty much a stepping back to international travel. And they were saying, we have this under control. We're nearly down to zero. We won't get it down to zero if we start importing cases. Perfectly valid opinion. I think the problem, Shane, is that in the absence of a government, in the interregnum, in the handover, and in, it has to be said, the failure of the Irish government to respond when, as far back as May the 27th, the EU Commission started a plan for reopening governments. What Tony Holohan's personal opinion and a lot of the other medical people that are making soundings on this turned into sounding like it was something like official government policy, which it's not.
So, like, did he overstep the mark, or was it fair enough for him to come out and give his opinion?
Absolutely fair enough from where his perspective is. You know, what he's there to do his job, Shane. His job is to get this down to zero and zero risk. And when he says international travel, we've found instances of international travel and the numbers are very, very low. But his numbers are very, very low. So when he had 13 cases, it now became a significant proportion. And he's saying, let's, you know, he could actually say, as a personal opinion, stop all international travel, because that's not his job. His job is actually to chase the virus, isolate and reduce the risk. And he's a scientist. That's what they do. That's what scientists do. It's up to somebody else to say there are checks and balances.
Okay.
On the what you do to try and remove the virus from our, that terrible virus from our society.
Fair enough. Would he have been better, though, given the timing, as you pointed out? It wasn't quite interregnum, because I think the new government was there, but it had just literally taken office. Would he have been better to say, look, we're going to make, the government is going to make an announcement on this in the coming, in the next week or two, and, you know, let's hold off till then? Would that have been a more, a better, a wiser course of action?
I think that, you know, it dominated Friday's press conference, which was interregnum. It dominated again Monday. I think what happened really was that a lot of the bigger issues had all retreated.
Yeah.
And here was now travel. And this case from Iraq, which became heavily publicised, and Pakistan and Bangladesh. And somehow, these are all not holiday destinations. This became transmogrified into, there's a return, big return to travel coming today, Wednesday, July the 1st. And we've seen the return of flights. We have Etihad back 3 weeks, Emirates back to fortnight, Turkish back a week, Qatar have gone from 2 to 7 flying through it, Air Canada tomorrow. So they're, in general, Ireland is opening up, and he's okay. Looking at this, saying this is going against what I'm trying to do. He was perfectly within his rights to do so, to answer your question. The real problem is the absence of any direction from the government. We still have this blanket ban on all but necessary travel and no progression of that while the rest of Europe is trying to open borders.
Yeah. We will have those green routes, I think, from the government in a week or so.
It's too late. The flights are in the air. It's a like parallel universe. We're drawing up places we can fly to when the flights have already opened. I mean, one of the countries, the country that will be on almost all the red lists across Europe is Sweden. Three of the countries that generally might end up there are Bulgaria, Romania, and Poland, which is hugely significant for Ireland. But the flights to Romania, to Cluj and to Bucharest have been flying right through this and back out. You know, it's not, it's as if the government is drawing up lists and the rest of the world has moved on. But what's really, really difficult in this situation is people interpret it. that advice as official government policy. They're pulling out of their holidays, they're cancelling their holidays, they're not going to get compensated. And I'd say, you know, to see where's the story going to go from here, it's a big story yesterday, but I suspect the next leg of this story is who's going to compensate people who took Tony Holland's advice and decided not to go on holiday. Who's going to pay them back that money? Because now when the airlines weren't
flying... I presume nobody. I'm one of those people. I presume the answer to that is nobody. I'm going to have to just suck it up.
That's what next step. Who is the government going to step in with a compensation fund? Because the airlines refund when they were cancelling. When they cancelled the flights, they paid the refunds. Now the flights are going ahead. They're not going to refund those customers.
Okay.
It's a big investment. It's not a trivial matter. And it's huge for inbound. 70% of the numbers, 70% of the spend in inbound tourism is from foreign visitors. And it's already in crisis. And we've put a big close for business sign over us, partly because of Tony Holland's advice is less relevant internationally. What is relevant internationally is the 14-day self-isolation, which isn't even mandatory.
Okay, fascinating stuff. We leave there. Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk. Breakfast this morning.